USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced Sunday he's directed the state police to conduct an independent investigation after a video emerged showing two officers pepper spraying and drawing guns on an Army lieutenant during a traffic stop last December. The Democrat governor says, "Our Commonwealth has done important work on police reform, but we must keep working to ensure that Virginians are safe during interactions with police." End quote. The U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth in hiring, the chair of the Federal Reserve reported Sunday. Chair Jerome Powell said that he does not expect to raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate, currently sitting at nearly zero. Powell also downplayed the risk of higher inflation from government spending and expanding budget deficits. England will begin partially reopening businesses following months of coronavirus lockdowns. Starting Monday, retail stores can welcome back customers and outdoor service can resume at bars, salons, and gyms. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Canada's largest province hit new highs of daily COVID infections. Ontario records 4,456 new COVID-19 cases in 24 hours over the weekend as health experts warn of a rapid rise in intensive care admissions. A COVID-19 vaccine will be required if you plan to attend school this fall at Duke University in North Carolina. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Duke University said in a statement over the weekend that it will require COVID-19 vaccinations for students before they are allowed to return to campus for fall semester. They join a list of more than a dozen other universities and colleges in the nation to require inoculations. Duke President Vincent E. Price writes, "We know that widespread vaccination will be the only way to facilitate a return to normal and robust campus life." Research at the university played an important role in the development of vaccines.
Founded by Methodists and Quakers in present-day town of Trinity in 1938, Duke University moved to Durham in 1892. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Rain washed out Saturday night's NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway, forcing a same-day doubleheader Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. takes the win.
Interesting how it all played out there. You know, I thought throughout the day we were, you know, third to fifth place car in there. And then at one point we, you know, middle of the race, we got off a little bit and was probably sixth or seventh place car. So it was kind of a weird day, but, you know, just proud of the guys for working hard on it. You know, they did a great job. And, you know, that last pit stop, we were able to get us the lead and couldn't quite hold off the 11 on that restart. He was really fast firing off and, you know, just try to stay with him and take care of my car. I knew there was enough laps left that, you know, tire wear in the long run was going to come into play. And, you know, he started getting tight. My car was getting better and better and, you know, we were able to take advantage of it. So really happy. And, you know, for whatever reason, our car really turned on when the lights went down. And, it's always good when a plan comes together and it works out the way you hoped it would.
We have a new Masters Golf champion. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hideki Matsuyama captured the green jacket, hanging on to win the Masters. Matsuyama built a four-stroke lead coming into Sunday's final round, shooting one over on Sunday to finish the weekend at 10-under par. Will Zalatoris finished second at 9-under, Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele tied for third at 7-under. The win is Matsuyama's first major championship and his first tournament win in nearly 4 years. He also becomes the first Japanese man to capture one of golf's major tournaments.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.